Can we just say that the trial that Jehoshaphat went through in chapter 17 was not a trial sent by the Lord, but Jehoshaphat was enticed of his own flesh. And there's a difference. The Lord can send trials our way to test our faith. And I think in chapter 20, there's one of those when he sent three nations against him, and that strengthened his faith, and we see how he acted. But in chapter 17, it was the enemy enticing him and trying him, and he fell in it. And there's a difference, of course. But God in both ways is able to work things for his glory. When God tempts us or tries us with difficulties, we can quote 1 Peter 1, that the trial of your faith, though it be more precious than of gold, which is tested by fire, shall work for the glory and honor and praise at the appearing of Jesus Christ. This is the trials that God, that the Lord sends our way. It could be sickness, it could be layoffs, it could be work. It could be what he did with Jehoshaphat, and that is putting him in the pot and putting the fire on. And the fire does nothing to the gold but refines it. And that is the trial that is sent by the Lord. But enticing him to do evil, that's not from the Lord. In James says, God is not tempted with evil, and he tempteth no one. So I cannot blame it on the Lord. And he said, why did you send him to me? He didn't. No, it's the enemy trying our faith and tempting us to fall. And we only fall when we submit to the enemy and to our flesh. And this is what happened. But blessed be our God. In both cases, he's able to bring good out of it. Mr. McIntosh says this. Suppose a man says to his servant, go plant wheat in my field. So that servant, he goes and planted weed instead of wheat. When he comes for the harvest, what is he going to gain? Weeds. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He's going to reap weeds. But suppose this owner of the field is a genius man, and he took those weeds and out of them made a good medicine, and he got rich out of what he has done. It doesn't change the theory that whatsoever a man soweth, that he also will reap. But in the goodness of this man, he is able to take those weeds and bring things good out of them. Joseph said to his brethren, you meant it evil unto me, but God meant it for good. He's able. And that's what he did with Jehoshaphat. He worked out that evil that Jehoshaphat has done, is able to bring out of this. Although that theory didn't change. This is God's government. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And he that soweth to the Spirit of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. So that, and this is why what the prophet came and told Jehoshaphat, you have to bear the consequences. But God at the end brought goodness, good out of this evil thing that Jehoshaphat has done.